to our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman, now. There was another meeting between the DUP and Downing Street again today, and a flurry of meetings in Northern Ireland too, Tommy. Give us the state of play.
Well, the impression I get, Claire, is that the DUP are nervous as kittens. This is a very big moment for the party. Many of them didn't expect to be in this place. They didn't expect Brexit to take place. They didn't expect to be government makers in a minority government position in Westminster. But they are where they are, and they don't want to get this wrong. And they're having to balance the need to cut a deal, their fear of cutting a deal, with the deeper knowledge that if there's no deal, that in the longer term, and if there are very negative consequences for Northern Ireland, they will be the ones who will be blamed. Now, against that backdrop, you had the comments by the likes of Ian Duncan-Smith, the former Conservative Party leader, and Owen Paterson, a former Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, rubbishing this deal. So that would increase the nervousness of the DUP. So they're looking for a number of tweaks. One of the tweaks is in relation to the customs union and how customs matters would operate. And I suspect that was part of the reason for Boris Johnson's phone call to the Taoiseach this morning and the discussion they had. Boris Johnson looking to be cut a bit of slack, maybe looking for the Taoiseach to take a certain attitude in his discussions with the Europeans. On that wider question of consent, in the longer term, I don't see that as being an issue, because if Stormont is to have any longer term future, it can't be an orange versus green, we're using our veto if you use your veto, in the longer term. I think a mechanism could be found to get around that. And I was interested that in listening to Julian Smith, the new Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, who's quite formidable, that he was quite keen to keep the matter of consent vague, because I think he believes in his bones that a solution can be found on the consent question.
And what about this package, this financial package, which we believe the DUP is seeking in order to secure its backing? What are you hearing about that? How much is it and who will be paying?
It's the most obvious thing in the world. Everyone needs money. My late father used to say it's handy for doing messages. In terms of politics, that's certainly the case. And while all the parties here will say to the DUP, oh, you're after the 30 pieces of silver again, there's not a party in Stormont that would reject the notion of extra finance for this place if you got Stormont up and running again. The DUP will be pointing out the difficulties that a new administration would place here if power sharing is restored, the backlog of projects, the lack of infrastructure, the special position that Northern Ireland will have in this whole Brexit jigsaw, that it's going to be a place under pressure where its economy is going to be under pressure. So the DUP will be looking to max out on the available money from Westminster in those circumstances. I wouldn't say you could put a figure on it. I'd say it would be more a question of the kind of measures and the kind of schemes they would have in mind.
Okay.
But it's entirely predictable what they're doing there, Claire.
And interesting as well that this is not just, according to the DUP, and Ian Paisley Jr. was talking to us about this on Clare Byrne Live on Monday night, it's not just the 10 votes in Westminster. He says that they're turbocharged votes. And if they vote for this deal, he believes that 40 other hardline Brexiteers will go with them as well.
I'd say he's greatly exaggerating the 40, but there are some members of the ERG who would have that attitude. They look to the DUP. But on the other hand, if Boris Johnson gets what he believes is a credible deal, and if he puts that to the general public in an election, and if he gets some waivers from Labour, and if he gets back some of the people that were thrown out of his party, he might find himself in a situation where, against a very weak Jeremy Corbyn, he might not need the DUP. So Ian Paisley, I suppose, and people like him have to be careful not to over-egg their importance or to exaggerate their importance.
Tommy Gorman, our Northern editor, thank you very much indeed for bringing us that today. Well,